Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Happy to be here with you today. We're going to drive home another important concept. Concepts are everything. If you watch as many people get into the healing game as I have over 20 plus years, you will come to the conclusion that concept and perspective is everything. It's a difference between winning and losing. Too often people lose. They don't need to lose. If you're dealing with a symptom, you're dealing with a disease, you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with, you put time and money and energy into your health. I'm here to make sure you get a return on it. I am completely committed to the notion that the way you approach it, your attitude, your perspective, more than your knowledge base, is the difference between success and failure. I want to talk to you about science today. Science. Why we invented science. In a nutshell, there were too many maniacs back when that claimed that their worldview was superior to your worldview. Meaning, before the advent of science, opinions, dogma, dominated social consciousness. A bunch of people with power came together and said, "This is the way things are." And because they had more power and more money and ran the political systems, ran the churches, ruled the roost, everybody just buckled under and said, "Okay, fine. It is the earth that sits at the center of the solar system. In fact, it's the earth that sits in the center of the galaxy, the universe. Everything that we can see and sense out in the cosmos on a starry, starry night, we here, as earthlings, were at the center of it in running the show." And that's what people were told, and that's what people believed. But by 1500, certain truth seekers. I wouldn't call them scientists, I'm going to call them truth seekers. From all fields of human knowledge, began to investigate reality and found that some of the primary assertions were no more than dogma. They didn't have any basis in anything. And so the dispute began. And to this day it exists. If you're going to say something is true, you have to prove it. That's why we invented science. I mean, if there's an essential, noble, virtuous reason we invented science, it was in the interest of having a language of truthful communication. It's really not more than that. Now, the problem is what we call the essence of science has twisted itself into something monstrous. And that's another story. But my point today in relationship to your journey, your interest in health, has to do with the following. And that is, whatever you do for your health in what we'll call the alternative field, a cleanse, a stretch, has to be measured in terms of the physiological shift in your body. The claim you make has to be measured and backed by a change in some dimension of your physiology. That's how you apply science. I'll give you an example. Herbs. The herbs you buy, the herbs you cleanse with, the herbs you strengthen yourself with, the herbs that you listen to claims being made on behalf of by manufacturers. Wherever you go in the alternative department of medicine, not to your medical doctor, they don't believe in herbs. They say science, our science says you're wasting your money. I mean, you really have to address this and understand its context. Because they say science cannot measure a veritable shift in your physiology on the basis of those herbs as it relates to the reason and intention that you partake of them. If you have glaucoma or some sort of a retinal detachment, some malady in your eye, and you take different herbs for the eye, you take bilberry, you take lutein, so on and so forth. The science that the majority of the world believes in, advocates, will tell you you're wasting your money because as far as their science is concerned, there's no effect. You can't get around this. What I'm going to say to you today may stir you. Because it's exactly for this loss of cause-effect that people fail in their healing. They do things consistently that have no measurable effect in their body, but they keep doing them blindly. And you watch people do this in all dimensions. So if one does a yoga class or a Pilates class, or does the infamous coffee enema, or drinks the olive oil, or does a kidney cleanse, or a colon cleanse, or takes this adaptogenic herb to supposedly unite their being with all sorts of upgrades to their health. Whether one takes a herb to relax them or stimulate them. One that's organ specific to help improve the efficiency of organ function. An anti-infective herb. Herbs go in hundreds and hundreds of categories, and the detoxifications and healing modalities, all in the interest of what? Changing your physiology. But you see, in reality, and this is my point, nothing is ever measured. This is the central issue. There is no measurement. The last cleanse that you did, the last yoga class you went to, the last breath workshop you attended, where were the measurements? Who's standing there with a notebook trying to get a sense of cause and effect? And of course, this is the unified issue. This is really what defines our problem. With your journey. There's no way to measure whether or not you're wasting your money. And of course, this is why natural health is attacked. Because when the science we have is applied to it, it doesn't come up smelling too good. And so the scientists say you're wasting your money. The scientists say that the public is being pilfered and ripped off and lied to and deceived because the only measurable modality works with pharmaceutical drugs, not herbs, not cleanses, not stretch classes, not breath workshops, not massage therapy, not chiropractic adjustments, not all the facets of naturopathy. Science says it doesn't deliver because science failed to measure. But my point is, so do we. We fail to measure. And we don't. The public is never trained to become more increasingly sensitive to the effect of the things they do. That is the problem. I'm going to repeat it. The public, you are the public, is never trained to become increasingly sensitive to the tasks, the things you do for your health, and the money that you spend. I'll make an analogy, acting. Later on today, I'll get the whole picture thing up on the site. We had some tech problem today. And acting. What is an actor? Is an actor someone that stands in front of an audience and reads a script? I mean, just reads it. Hi, Mary, how were you? I saw you in the park today. Would you like to get on the swing with me? Perhaps we can have a cup of coffee. Does an actor read a script? Or does an actor inhabit a role? Does an actor bring his or her being to a part and then project that, his organism, his soulfulness, onto the audience so that the audience can feel what the actor feels? Which is it? What is the actor? Does the actor just read a script like a grade B commercial? Isn't there a difference between a Marlon Brando and a Heath Ledger and the guy that just does the car commercial? Aren't commercials different than Academy Award winning plays? I mean, movies? Or Tony Award winning plays? We understand it there. If you walked into an acting class, the whole class would be about, has the actor had the transformation from someone that just goes through the motions? Has he had the transformation to becoming the actor? That's the way we ought to look at it in alternative medicine. That's the way we ought to look at it in natural health. We should be looking at it the same way, but we don't. No, we don't. Now, this you have to hear, my good people. We do not inhabit the part. We just go through the motions. Are you taking this in? You've got to take this in. It's so counterintuitive. My seminar last Sunday, it focused on this. And perhaps I still didn't get the point across. This is the golden nugget. Be the Marlon Brando. Be the Heath Ledger. Be the Mozart. Be the Beethoven. Don't just go through the motions. This is the delineating factor between those who have symptoms or diseases and find that no matter what they do, no matter how much they spend, no matter who they see, they fail. I shouldn't say they fail like it's your fault or their fault. I mean the process is a failure. When it is studied against time, money, and energy, it fails. This is the delineating factor. Are you just reading the lines? Or are you becoming the part? What does that mean to you? I mean, cerebrally, I'm sure it makes sense, you can comprehend. But do you really understand? How do you work with something? How do you work with a statement like that? Well, I could say, when you do a coffee enema, do you get bile? Or are you just going through the motions? I could say to you, when you're stretching in a stretch class, have you taken the stretch past the belly of the muscle into the joint? And are you feeling the joint separate? And are you feeling the electrical flow through the body as you begin to separate the joint? I could say, do you stretch? And are you getting benefit? Or I could ask you, do you feel the decompression in the joint to the point where you feel a dramatic shift in your alignment? in the way your weight distributes. See, I can say it two different ways. I don't want to be critical of yoga. But when was the last time you attended a yoga class that had any sense of determining this? Other than this show, when, in the general or specific sense, regardless of what you're spending your time and your money and your energy doing, are you held accountable to the physiological shift? When are you asked? Are you feeling it? See, it's very easy to tell people to do things. Stand in a group on a hardwood floor on a nice sunny Saturday morning and bring your arms up to the ceiling and take a deep breath, bend over and touch your toes, and so on and so forth. It's very easy to herd people into a room like cattle and give them commands, Simon Says. But what about determining if it's having effect? You see, this isn't so spoken about. Take the sacrum. Take the day that the sacrum separates from L5, your fifth lumbar vertebra. Once the sacrum isolates, the entire nerve plexus of the perineum comes to life and will deliver parasympathetics to the genitals, to the pelvis, to the bladder, but not until then. When is this focused on? And it should be. We could talk about sleep. I could say, how's your sleep? And you could say, oh, my sleep is fine. And I could say, how many hours do you sleep? And you could say, I sleep 6 to 8 hours. Or I could say, has your sleep evolved yet to the point where you close your eyes? And when you wake up, you've slept so deeply you don't know where you are for that first minute upon awakening. You see? I could change the dialogue as I make the inquiry in such a way as to compel you, to beseech you, to tell me if you're listening to your being. And if that process is improving over time. In the case of sleep, perhaps one day, months later, you would walk into my office screaming with joy. Because you understand, Dr. Medici, what it's like now to sleep and awaken in the morning and you didn't know where you were. Now, that's a far cry from writing down on a sheet of paper, on an intake form, how's your sleep? Oh, you slept 6 hours. Good. You see? You can apply this to anything. When you cleanse the kidney, I give clients kidney cleanses all the time. It's a band of herbs that'll dissolve uric acid and calcium oxalate. Not just in the kidney, you know, the kidney, like the gallbladder, it builds and stores its deposition. So the kidney will be filled with sand, kidney sand. They even call it sand in general medicine. Kidney sand or biliary sand, that being the gallbladder. And when you give people a kidney cleanse, you can't just let them do the cleanse, go through the motions, be the grade B actor on the commercial. You can't let them do that. You have to evolve them, cultivate them to the Heath Ledger or the Marlon Brando or as much of that as they're ever going to be. You have to evolve them to inhabit the experience. And one of the ways you can do it is by asking them, during the cleanse, did you feel a twinge, like a pang, a little sharp needle-like pain occasionally in your kidney or in your flank or down your urethra? At times, did it almost seem like there might be a little blood in the urine? did you have some exacerbation as your pockets of uric acid or calcium oxalate in your joints began to burst? Did you have some sort of an exacerbation of symptomology of your arthritic pain? Did the kidney cleanse bring on a gout attack? Did the kidney cleanse make your ankle ache? Or did the kidney cleanse allow you to stretch more deeply if you are stretching? Did the cleanse enhance your flexibility? You see, those are different types of questions. But the intention, the focus behind them, is all in the interest of getting the participant to listen to their body. The actor is listening so that the actor can respond. Great actors are great listeners. They're great listeners. To listen is to imbibe. It's to embrace. It's to receive. It's to absorb. And to do those things and to evolve those senses. It's about an awakening of the senses. Smell, taste, sight, sound, touch. To awaken the senses is to absorb. It's the same thing. Are you absorbing? This may be counterintuitive for many of you. Don't let it be. The tools are out there. They're all over YouTube. There isn't anything anyone's doing anywhere that isn't been done for thousands of years by everyone. There really isn't. Occasionally, yes, a new perspective, a new angle. But it's all rehash. The exercises of healing, the games, the exercises of healing that you spend your time and your money and your energy participating in are there to evolve your senses to the process. That is where the healing is. I don't think I have ever said it more succinctly. You must awaken to the healing. And the purpose of spending the time and the money and the energy is in the interest of refining the senses to awaken yourself in the process. That is why you need the notebook. And this is what I asked my class last Sunday, to go out and purchase a notebook, a diary. And I say this to you. And into that notebook, into that diary, goes your best guesstimate at what you sensed, what you felt in the process. Instead of what? Instead of focusing on the symptom. The myopia. The short-sightedness. The foundation for failure is to focus on your symptom. And that's, of course, what we do. We talk about measurement. We talk about physiology. Oh, yes. I measure my tumor once a month. I measure the amount of pain I have. And if I have less pain, I know I did good. And if it doesn't affect the amount of pain I have, then I know I wasted my time. Wrong. Do not test. Do not measure efficacy based upon your symptom. Your symptom is the last place to look. Forget the symptom. Listen to the body. Forget the symptom. Now, I realize this is counterintuitive, but if you want the inside track, and you do, which is why you listen to this show, I am Dr. Vincent Medici, if this is your first time. I help navigate the healings. I'm a navigator. Doctor? Bad word. Navigator. Compass. I'm the guy that tries to evolve your sensibility to your experience, like an acting teacher. No more and no less. That's everything. And the first law, don't focus on your symptom. You can apply it to everything and anything in life in general. Don't focus on the knockout punch, just box. That's the upgrade. A seasoned fighter in the ring is not trying to knock out the patient. The patient, listen to that. Boy, was that Freudian, huh? Seasoned fighter's not trying to knock out his opponent. He's trying to bring the best of himself to the event. Bases loaded. Three balls, two strikes. Bottom of the ninth. You can't focus on the home run. It's counterintuitive, especially when you're in pain. It's understandable, especially when you're in pain. And it's understandable because the Western allopathic model, the hospital model says, tell me your symptom and I'll give you something to make the symptom go away. So it's understandable you would infer that into natural medicine. That's your downfall. Get on the website in an hour. I'll have the other half of the show. I'm going to get real specific now, like I did with sleep and stretching into the sacrum. And you'll see how to apply this. For those of you's first time, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. If you have a health concern, that is the number to call to get the inside track to your healing. We'll see you next week. Okay, part two. Welcome. I'm not going to get off this topic. And the reason is, thanks to the web, and I mean that sincerely, there's just no shortage of tools available to anybody. But I don't see any more people heal than I did 10 years ago. It's not like the results are changing. And this is what I went after in part one. This is what I went after in the seminar. We need models to give you help taking the steps. And all we're talking about is models to help you listen to you. Because your body's talking to you. You just can't hear it. And this is what you see. Now, what do you want me to tell you? How many years do I need to be in school? How much do I need to do? How much knowledge do I need to accumulate? How much more time do you want to spend with your symptom or your health concern, your disease? Really, in the end, the people that you watch succeed versus the people you watch spin in circles forever, and that's the majority of people who deal with health crisis. The difference between the two is those that listen to their body and those that don't, those that learn to listen and those that don't. That is what it comes down to. The Swamis were not wrong. They were not exaggerating. The avatars along the line that performed miracles, a case study in the literature indicating that people heal from serious disease completely. Many of these accounts are dead on true, not exaggerated. There's a lot of bunko and baloney and BS and the rest of it today. However, make no mistake about it, people heal. They do. I want you to be one of them. That's what gets me happy. That's my shtick. That's what I came here to do. But I'm not seeing enough of it. I am not satisfied. And I know exactly why. And this is it. We haven't created a language. So let's talk about the language. And that's what I'm going to call it for you today. Those of you who have been wise enough to come to my seminars, my classes, you're going to get buried with this. One thing you're not going to do is sit there, nod your head and smile like you understand, because you don't. Sorry. That's the price for coming. In other words, you don't until I'm sure you do. Spent many years listening to people tell me they listen. They know how to listen. And when you watch them work with it, they know how to do many things, but listening to their body and picking up the cues is not one of them. Let's talk about the sacrum. So let's, for the next half an hour, drop five or six good examples on you. The sacrum. Have you opened your sacrum? Can you tuck under and separate the sacrum from the fifth lumbar vertebra? If you can, you will feel the result of that in your experience. You will feel it as a flush of blood, prana, electrical force into your perineum, into your genitals, into your lower intestines, into your bladder, into your uterus, into your ovaries, into your kidneys. You will feel, notice the terminology now, you will feel an increased strength in the contractile force through the anal sphincter, through the urethra. You will feel a warmth into your prostate gland once L5 and S1 separate. To do that, you have to separate the sacrum from the ilium. To do that, you have to lengthen the psoas. To do that, you have to open up that area. But what you'll feel is more motion there, all the way to a perfusion of warmth through that area. You're going to note me coming back to this issue of warmth time and time again. Those of you who study the shows, you have listened to me say this time and time again. But I know either you're not having the experience for a multitude of reasons. And so if I'm saying stretch your thighs, stretch your groin, stretch your piriformis, it's got to be in the interest of separating the bones. Muscles lengthen, tendons lengthen, then bones decompress. When bones decompress, the innards around the area, the guts of the area, begin to be dynamically compressed and expanded. Dynamically meaning in the interest of your health, not crushed, like crushed in a car accident, but dynamically expanded and contracted and contracted and expanded. And you will feel that as an endorphin rush through the area you're addressing. Now there, I said it perfectly. Now go ahead, raise your hand and ask me about your prostate gland. And ask me about your renal disease. And ask me why your GFR is dropping. Ask me why you're impotent. Ask me why you have endometriosis. Ask me why you have cystic ovaries. Ask me why you can't conceive of children. Ask me why you have hemorrhoids. Ask me why you have hernias. Ask me all these things after you nodded your head in complete and total understanding to what I was just talking about. And now you understand why I'm going to keep coming at you with this until I see you have the experience. And those of you who suffer from the extra weight, until that weight is gone, you will not have that experience. That's why this is an evolution. You have to build your health to this experience, without which you will not be having it. And the job of the doctor is to supervise that. The job of the doctor is to have this experience in abundance, him or herself. That is why I have the right to talk to you the way I talk to you. I don't want to say I invented this experience. I certainly did not. But I live in this experience a lot more than you do. That's why I get to supervise. That's why you're calling me doctor. Not to parrot back to you something that anyone can do on YouTube, learned on YouTube. All right, let's move away from L5S1. Let's go to autophagy. If you fast as you navigate a fasting, so one was mobilization of the sacrum. I'm taking this theme about inhabiting the experience, being the Marlon Brando, being the Heath Ledger, being the Claire Danes, being the consummate actress or actor, being them versus being the grade C commercial-oriented movie actor, being the soap star or the movie star. You're going to be the soap star? You're just going to go through the motions. You're never going to act. You're going to be the movie star, you're going to make people feel. Which one are you going to be? If you're going to heal your disease, you're going to be the movie star. If you're going to spin around in circles, acting or pretending like something's going to happen that's never going to happen, you're going to be the soap star. All right, I think you got it. I don't think I can do better. At least than to make that analogy. Now let's apply it to the workshop I just did to L5S1. One of those tools of health, one of those health exercises that you've mastered that you're going to throw into the health pot of healing, is mobilization of the sacrum. Has it happened yet? You know, white belt, green belt, yellow belt, brown belt, black belt, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth degree black belt. Lots of different grades means different things have been conferred to you. We're creating a system. We are pulling an antiquated, I should not say antiquated. We're pulling a neutered, ill-defined system out of its grave and reincarnating it again, resurrecting it again into a viable form. A viable form. Let's do it with autophagy. When you fast, water fast, not juice fast. You will not feel this juice fasting. A water fast is not a juice fast. When you water fast, you should feel the skin pull tight on your face. Oh, yes. Water fasting doesn't sag the skin. Water fasting tightens the skin. Everywhere. It tightens it on your face and your ass. Your underarms, your breasts. It tightens it everywhere. It is the facelift you're looking for because it prompts the stem cells to deposit wherever they may. And one place they will is your skin. That is the merit of autophagy. Can you feel that? What do you feel when you fast? Fasting will get you there. I've put some hard-headed dudes through fasts. People I can't get a sound or whimper out of. People I cannot get a whimper out of. I mean, you subject them to this and that and that and this and this and that. Every known conceivable act of health passion ever invented. And they will tell you, I did it, I don't feel a thing. I don't feel a thing. I don't feel a thing. What'd you feel? Well, I felt good. I mean, they're just, God bless them, they're just looking to attach to some answer. By the way, that's the same person the acting teacher has a problem with. They can't get the person to feel. Can you feel it? That's the difference between whether the tumor grows or shrinks. That is so bizarre. You think this is hard for you to wrap your hand around? School number one, there's 4 years and 100,000. School number two, there's 3 or 4 years and another 100,000. School number three, school number four, you're still in school. Then there's buying of all the equipment, and it all comes down to can you feel? And if you can feel, you could just be a church monkey out there in the jungle and you'll melt that tumor because you can feel. It's all come down to whether or not you can feel. And then we invent YouTube, so the data's there. The required data is there. Now, we're drowning in data. That's the problem. The data gets mistaken for the process, but the piece of a healing that does come from the data, the veritable data, that's out there. There's not too much out there in the name of data that's not good for your health. I mean, I could split hairs and attack the data, but really, by and large, you don't need to. If you're listening to your body, if that's what's evolving over time, you're going to get enough of an understanding of how to interpret your data. When you're fasting, so let's get back to feeling the fast. Really, you've got to regulate your blood sugar. And regulating your blood sugar is something that's done in parts. Part one, part two, part three, part four. It's all these gradations that are part of learning to fast. So if you're feeble, not that you're feeble, but if you're sick, like you can't get up, if you're really dealing with something heavy, skip a meal and listen. You're always going to face the same fork in the road we all face. As we grow, we fall. People always say, it's understandable, it's respected. How do I know if I'm not hurting myself? Well, if you listen, you know the difference between the pain that comes when you're taking a step and the pain that comes from hurting yourself. It's kind of guys like lifting weights in the gym. You're on your fourth rep and you push for five. And it hurts, but it hurts good. You know that feeling. You know to push because you know it's good. Then you're on rep five and you just start pushing towards six. And something tells you, if I push through this, I'm going to tear my tendon. And you don't. I was doing a bench press the other day. I got caught under 200 pounds. You know, you feel like a jackass. I just put too much damn weight on and I got up. I tried the next rep. And it went down on my neck, my chest. And some guy was kind enough. He saw it happen and he helped out and was quite modest in his response. He said, you know, we've all been there. A very cool thing to say, you know. I just laughed. I haven't been caught under a couple hundred pounds in 40 years. I used to bench in college up at about 360. I was a true animal. You know, New York. You know when you can push that extra ounce or two. And then you find out when you can't. And your sensibility about this is really too, really good. It's the same thing in a stretch. So when you're starting to push yourself in autophagy, when you're starting to push yourself by skipping a meal, then skipping two meals, then eating a little, then finally one great glorious day, you push through it and you don't eat the whole day, you just drink water. You know, there's dry fasting too where you don't drink water either, but let's leave that out. You start learning to regulate your blood sugar, and I'll get to blood sugar regulation in a moment, but you start learning to regulate your blood sugar to the point where you can get through the entire day without food, just water. You scored big. Because you start pumping in a couple of those a week. Doesn't have to be the two consecutive days. It can be skip a day, go back, do it for 2 days, skip a day, skip 2 days, go back. The more you do it, the more you're going to start to feel autophagy. Autophagy implies a regeneration, a purging and a regeneration. It's fascinating. Your breath, it'll smell like the sewer. It'll smell like plastic. The chemicals will come out of you. All your pores, your breath, everywhere. If you're dealing with extra fat, as the fat melts, the stench will come out. And then, all of a sudden, you have baby breath. It's sweet. The skin is sweet. That's autophagy. The body selectively figures out what it needs to throw out. And the skin will get tight. And the tendons will get loose. And the pain syndromes will come down. But you give it to people in process. I was citing those types that you can't get to feel anything. And when they feel their emotions, oh my God. You'll have people sit there and go, I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to feel that again. They'll start growling. They'll be in a semi-altered state while they describe to you how they don't want to feel it again. Yeah, the anger, the rage. You bring up your psyche. You bring up the things in you that got you sick. You're on your way to your psychic patterns. There's no getting around it. Cleansing, stretching, all this stuff, they're just exercises for the debilitation and suffering of your soul. So sooner or later, you're going to feel it. Yeah, I know. We all know about fasting, then how come we're not doing it? How come we're not doing it regularly? Again, we're too busy succumbing to the myths of healing. The myths. In my classes now, in the seminars, I have to bust the myths. You have to bust the myth. If you don't bust the myth, you cannot divert your attention to what counts. You don't know what to put in the health pot unless you can get people to focus on what's worthy of the health pot. What is worthy of your time, your money, and your energy? Well, you'll never know if you're devoted to the myths. You'll never get to the importance of fasting and autophagy because you'll be looking for that virus that we're going to find the antidote to, or that mineral imbalance. All these little flits, you're going to miss the big things. Biliary patency, I'm only going to say a moment on this. It's just so important. In a nutshell, do you understand this through your experience? In a nutshell, what I'm about to say. Do you understand that unless the bile ducts open, meaning you put that tube in, you get the green stuff. You get the green stuff, the yellow stuff. You get the benefits. You feel good. You have endorphins rush. Your tendons get soft. Your head gets light. Your brain gets clear. But the point is if that doesn't happen, or if it does happen, I should say, then the blood can rush its garbage to the liver and you can increase the rate of filtration, without which what's in the blood will diffuse through passive diffusion, active diffusion, whatever facilitated diffusion. It will put all sorts of crud into the intercellular space and then burden the ECM, the extracellular matrix. Then the cells have a problem. They're living in the cesspool that it wouldn't be if you could basically get all the garbage out of your blood through the biliary ducts. So there's a critical mass moment there. There's an experience for you to have that I coined years ago as biliary patency. You drink the olive oil, you do the enema, either or, and both usually, hopefully, and you get the benefit in your body. Throw that in the health pot. But maybe you're buying into some myth, some superficial myth. Something that's good to do. You're putting that $15,000 water purification system in. I'm not knocking it. Then you've got that hyperbaric oxygen chamber. I'm not knocking it. Making sure your food's organic. I'm not knocking it. Getting that homeopathic remedy. Finding that upgrade of the herb you take. There's all sorts of things you can do, and they're good things to do. They don't match autophagy. They don't match mobilizing the sacrum. They don't match biliary patency. In fact, balancing the autonomic nerves, famous subject of mine, I'll skip it for now. I'll spare you that. But sleep, I can't spare you that. It's what I said earlier on the show. Here is another example. But, you know, I feel what people do. I see it on their face. Oh, sleep. He talked about sleep. Come on, something new, something other than sleep. No. No. Not something new. If you're not sleeping in a way where upon awakening, you don't know where you went, then we'll talk about sleep. And you can listen to some joker on another show telling you something you haven't heard before. But you will go nowhere. You cannot afford to do anything less than sleep deeply. I have watched people piss away thousands of dollars because they're too pig-headed to do something about their sleep. Done. How else am I supposed to say this? I'm Donald Trump on steroids. Politically correct? Are you kidding me? Political correctness. Sleep is everything. How's your health? Oh, well, pretty good. Are you still getting up three times a night to pee? Oh, yeah, but I go right back to bed. I'm sleeping a straight 4 hours, 5 hours, straight five. When you wake up, do you feel like you could use another three? Oh, yeah, but I'm getting that straight five. There's another delusion. People love. They just love baloney. I don't know how else to say it. This marijuana oil everybody's doing. CMB, BDM, ABC. Market loves this stuff. What do I get? A salesman a week in the office. You got to do this. It's life-changing. Then there's the MCT. There's the MCT oil, and there's the CMB oil. Whatever it is, I don't care. Because it doesn't work. I buy from 15 companies. I get 25 newsletters. Do you get 25 newsletters? I get 25 newsletters. It doesn't matter. I took it and I slept, or I didn't sleep. It's this mentality. It's part of a mentality. Sleep is an experiment. It's a workshop. It's everything. Is the room dark? Is the environment resonant? What are you sleeping on? Who are you sleeping with? Do you like to sleep alone? Do you like to sleep with a partner? What are the sounds outside? The tastes? How is the air? How did you lead into your sleep? Where was your dinner? What did you have? When did you have it? Were you hydrated? Are you dealing with a urine thing? I got a guy that's up to pee twice a night because he's got a chronic prostatitis. I got a bunch of guys like that. But they don't even know where their prostate is. They don't feel it. If you even direct them into their own self-palpation of it, they're lost. They can't find it. How can you miss your own prostate gland? It's not possible unless your mindset is so repulsed by the thought that you're going to fail every time. That the sacrum needs flexibility to pull up in the perineum so that you can feel the squeeze there. And then say over a month or 6 months or 4 months or 2 months that when I squeeze, I feel like there's something I'm squeezing now that feels good to squeeze. And lo and behold, that off the flexibility and I'm holding my urine at night. It really happens like that. But what generally you're left with are people trying all sorts of machines, listening to all sorts of ads to stop the nightly urination in the interest of getting a better night's sleep. And then if they sleep 5 hours and get up and sleep again, that's good enough. And this notion of that deep, nutritive sleep where you descend into the earth. And when the birds or the sun wakes you up, for a moment, you're jarred. You don't know where you've been. How many people I will watch forego the exercises to bring themselves to success in that respect? Because they're involved in everything else. And bringing up psyche? I may continue like this for a while. Feeling the evolution of your sleep, the evolution of your ability to open the sacrum, your biliary evolution. Throw these things into the pot. The 100 belts of success, and every belt is a different color. You have this belt and this belt and this belt and this belt as you move up. Eating intuitively. Somewhere along the line that you would say, I gotta have lamb. I don't know what it is. I eat lamb every night. I cannot get enough lamb. No, I don't want potato. No, I don't want vegetable. Gotta eat your vegetables. I don't want the vegetables. Oh, you gotta eat your vegetables. You know, you gotta balance your... I don't want it. I want lamb. I don't know what it is. I can't get enough aged cheese. I don't know what it is. I'm drinking cream by the gallon now. You see, that's it. You wait for people to get to those thresholds. But they never do because they're buying into myths. They're buying into lies. They're buying into what makes money. What makes money? Sometimes the truth doesn't make anybody any money. Sometimes. Sometimes it does. But bottom line, if an industry, and I'm talking about the holistic health industry, I'm not talking about pharmaceuticals, I'm not talking about Kaiser Permanente, I'm talking about holistic medicine, natural medicine. I mean, one of the classic jokes, you want the most recent joke? Naturopathy with their IV drips. If you bypass the enteric nervous system with your IV drips, you will go nowhere. Oh, yes, 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 we understand that. Of course we understand that. But we're going to just bypass it temporarily. You know, we've got to get people on their feet again. No, you're not. You're going to be selling IV drips for the next 2 years while people spin in circles. That's what you're going to do. And you're doing it because the public is... the public sucker punched by stick it in the vein. Makes sense, right? We're going to bypass your IBS and your leaky gut and your deranged intestinal system. You've got digestive system issues. You've got parasites in your intestines. They're going to eat the good things we're going to try to put in your blood. So we'll bypass digestion and put it straight in your blood. Right? It makes sense. And then, of course, where the devil lives is you're going to feel a little bit better. You're going to get a rush of something for doing nothing, for just paying the price. You don't have to listen. You just have to lie there, get injected, and you'll feel the boost. And that's better than nothing. But where the work needs to be done is by cultivating the relationship between what you put into your body and how your brain interprets what you put in your body. That's called the enteric nervous system. And we do this by watching the emergence of intuitive eating. I'm craving this, is what you're looking for. That wonderful day when your client, your patient, your whoever comes in and says, I don't know what it is. I can't stop eating eggs. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Lots of you have listened today because you were referred by friends. Just think about that. Your friend has taken the time to tell you, I don't have to put thousands of dollars into marketing campaigns. I don't need to go on Oprah. I just need to get your friend, and whoever that friend is, I thank that friend. Because that friend told you. Now you will tell a friend. If this show is not what you expected, listen to it again. Because although it's not what you expected, it's what you need to hear. Now it's time for me to pay my rent and the cost of my radio show. And to do an act of service to you. And isn't that the American way? A sacred service and a good living. Isn't that what we all want? 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you have a health concern, call that number. Come into my office and get the straight talk. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.